KXEI celebrates International Women's Day.
Here at KXEI, we've invited some of our friends from UNITAS to join us and share their thoughts and perspectives about International Women's Day. I'm here with Maggie Zhang. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah.
So you're involved with UNITAS. What is UNITAS?
UNITAS is a high school program under the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona. It involves high school girls who get together and they have speakers from all organizations that work towards women's empowerment. We learn from these speakers, and then towards the end of each session, we decide on a topic, and then we accept grant applications for our $5,000 that we ultimately decide to give to one organization.
Oh, that must feel good.
Yeah.
And so over time, you get to know all the other girls and you can kind of build friendships and stuff.
Yeah, a huge part of this was you get to meet a huge group of girls that are very different from you. They're different ages, different backgrounds, and they also have different thoughts because the weight that we give to each topic is different. So it's interesting to see why some people feel more passionately about LGBTQ rights versus domestic or sexual violence.
Have there been any women in your life that were influential role models for you?
Yeah, growing up, I always had an interest in biology, specifically the medical sciences. And last year when I did a camp at St. Joseph's Hospital, I met this super inspirational neurosurgeon. She's an Ethiopian doctor, and she came over from Ethiopia to study in the United States to become a neurosurgeon. And as a woman of color and as a woman, she faced so many challenges in her path. She told us that people used to mistake her for the janitor, and that with her colleagues all being male, she had to fight more just to get what they were given. And she was still so confident and so self-assured despite all of the adversities that she'd faced. And I think she's a huge inspiration to me because of that confidence that she has.
What challenges have you found that you face today as a young woman?
I am very involved in the community. I take on a lot of leadership positions. Just last Wednesday, I was up in Congress talking to senators and legislatures about how our schools need more funding and more programs to help improve our education system. I think when you're a woman in a position of leadership, even though people recognize that you're the leader, they still kind of naturally gravitate towards the male in the room simply because I think it's something innate or it's something cultural that you're brought up with. It's not a conscious thought, and I didn't realize till I was put in that situation. When we were speaking to senators, they would kind of turn their bodies towards or direct their gazes towards my vice president, who is a male, and it's these small microaggressions that you notice, but they're not very easy to discern when you're not looking for them.
Thank you so much for coming in to talk with me, Maggie Zhang.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, happy International Women's Day.
Support for KXEI and this special International Women's Day program is provided by Marshall Foundation. Marshall Foundation enhances the lives of Tucson and Pima County women and families through the support and charitable organizations involved in education, social services, and early childhood development.